はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website JapanesePod101.com for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう、ローマ。夏子です。
Peter here, and we're back with another episode. As always, we're brought to you by Eric Lainen, the translation and interpretation specialists. Yes, again, today we have a very interesting conversation for you, right?
Yes.
But before that, let us just remind you that you can find the accompanying PDF on JapanesePod101.com. In addition, you can find the informal track and the accompanying PDF with the correction history. Also, we have the kanji close-up.
It would be really useful.
Yes, please stop by JapanesePod101.com and be sure to leave us a post. Okay, so without further ado, let's get into today's conversation. Here we go.
ピーターは英語が得意ですね。明日英語の試験があります。とても心配です。今夜一緒に英語を勉強しませんか？
そうですね。明後日日本語の試験があります。私もとっても心配です。今夜と明日はちょっと忙しいです。
じゃあ今夜一緒に英語を勉強します。明日は一緒に日本語を勉強します。どうですか？
いいですね。そうします。今夜何時がいいですか？
そうですね。今夜7時はどうですか？
いいです。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
ピーターは英語が得意ですね。明日英語の試験があります。とても心配です。今夜一緒に英語を勉強しませんか？
そうですね。あさって日本語の試験があります。私もとっても心配です。今夜と明日はちょっと忙しいです。
じゃあ、今夜一緒に英語を勉強します。明日は一緒に日本語を勉強します。どうですか？
いいですね。そうします。今夜何時がいいですか？
そうですね。今夜7時はどうですか？
いいです。
Okay, you know the drill. This time, Natsuko will give you the Japanese and I will give you the English translation. Okay, here we go.
Peter は英語が得意ですね。
Peter, you're very good at English.
明日、英語の試験があります。
Tomorrow, I have an English test.
とても心配です。
I'm very worried.
今夜、一緒に英語を勉強しませんか？
Tonight, shall we study English together?
そうですね。
Again, this is the そうですね where you need time to think.
Yes. 明後日、日本語の試験があります。
I have a Japanese language exam the day after tomorrow.
私もとっても心配です。
I'm also very worried.
今夜と明日はちょっと忙しいです。
Tonight and tomorrow, I'm a little busy.
じゃあ、今夜一緒に英語を勉強します。
Tonight, we will study English together.
明日は一緒に日本語を勉強します。
Tomorrow, we'll study Japanese together.
どうですか？
How about that?
いいですね。
That's good.
そうします。
We'll do that.
今夜何時がいいですか？
Tonight, what time is okay?
そうですね。今夜7時はどうですか？
How about 7 tonight?
いいです。
That's good. Okay, Wow, cooperating.
Yes.
What a change from our everyday fighting.
Well, we're friends.
Wow, Natsuko, your acting's getting better by the day.
Oh my God.
Okay, so very, very nice conversation, long conversation, but again, bringing everything that we learned together to date, plus a few new things.
Yes.
So there's a lot in there. So what we want to do is jump right in. So Natsuko, can you give us the first word?
英語.
This is?
English.
Break it down.
英語.
And one time fast.
英語.
Okay. Again, English. Now, we want to focus on the last part of that, right?
Oh, yes.
What is that?
語.
And it means?
Language.
Yes, language. It also has some other meanings, but language.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Now, what is the other language we talked about in here? What's your specialty?
日本語.
Yes. Okay.
And I know you all know this word.
Yes. Again, what is Japan?
日本.
And then we just add?
語.
To become?
Japanese.
Yes. Now, we introduce this structure because this is a very common one.
Mm-hmm.
For lots of languages.
Yes.
Now, Natsuko is going to give you some examples.
Okay.
What's the first example we have?
中国語.
Which is?
Chinese.
Okay. What's the country name?
中国.
Break it down.
中国.
And one time fast.
中国.
Okay. So we have the country, China.
Yes. 中国.
And then we just add?
語.
We have?
中国語.
Yes. Chinese. See? Let's give another one.
Spain語.
Which is?
Spanish.
And give us the country inside there?
Spain.
Break it down.
Spain.
And one time fast.
Spain.
Okay. One more.
Italia語.
And this is?
Italian.
Yes. And give us the country inside there?
Italia.
Plus?
語.
Yep. Break down Italy.
Italia.
And one time fast.
Italia.
Okay. Now, while this is a common construction, there are also cases where it's not that way.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Not the country.
Not the country. So can you give us an example?
힌두語.
Which is?
Hindi.
Yes. Okay. Can you break this down for us?
힌두語.
And one time fast.
힌두語.
Okay. So sometimes it works out to be the country plus 語.
Mm-hmm.
But there are many cases where it's not this way.
Yes.
Okay, next up we have?
得意.
And this is?
Very good at something.
Yes, very good at something, or a specialty.
Yes.
Okay, break it down.
得意.
And one time fast.
得意.
Okay. Natsuko, あなたは何が得意ですか? Natsuko, what are you very good at? Or, Natsuko, what is your specialty?
私は料理が得意です.
I'm very good at cooking.
日本料理が得意です。Japanese
food is my specialty.
イタリア料理も得意ですよ。Italian
food is also my specialty.
Yes.
Oh, Natsuko, very nice.
I'm acting. Sorry.
Well, you're getting very good. So
thank you.
Your acting is your specialty.
Yes. Maybe.
Okay, so what's the opposite of specialty?
苦手.
Break it down.
苦手.
And one time fast.
苦手.
And what does this mean?
Not good at.
Yes, not good at. So, Natsuko, あなたは何が苦手ですか?
私は早起きが苦手です。
もう一度お願いします。 ゆっくりお願いします。
私は早起きが苦手です。
英語でお願いします。
I'm not good at waking up early.
Me too. I gotta remember that. Give it to us one more time.
私は早起きが苦手です。いいですね。 Yes. My excuse.
Okay, what's next, Natsuko?
試験.
Ooh, what's this?
Exam.
Yes, exam. Test.
Yes.
Ooh. Okay, so can you break it down?
試験.
And one time fast.
試験.
Yes. Now, in the dialogue, what did we have?
英語の試験.
English test or English exam.
Yes.
Now, notice the construction of this phrase. One more time.
英語の試験.
Yes. Something, something, no, 試験. And it makes it that subject's test.
Yes.
Okay, what else do we have?
日本語の試験。
Japanese language test.
Yes.
Okay. Now, we just introduced you to some more words for languages.
Oh, yes.
Now, can you make the construction with that?
中国語の試験。
Chinese language test.
スペイン語の試験。
Spanish language test.
イタリア語の試験。
Italian test.
Yes.
Ah, brings back memories of high school.
Me too.
You must have aced all your tests.
No way.
Come on now, Natsuko. Don't be modest.
Very gloomy memories.
Okay. Next up we have?
心配
Okay. And what's this?
Worry.
Yes, worry. Break it down.
心配
And one time fast.
心配
Okay, now, in the dialogue we had, 心配です, right?
Yes.
So, worry.
Yes.
Now, we also would like to point out that you can turn this into a verb by adding
する
Yes, which we introduced to you last week.
Yes.
Okay, so you can say
心配です
Or
心配します
Okay, now, we're going to have some more information up on the website about this to give you the kind of subtle nuance and the differences because
okay.
I'm sure people are going to be scrambling. What's the difference?
Yes, right.
Okay. Next up we have
明日
Okay. And this is?
Tomorrow.
Yes. Now, we're going to move into today's point and today's point is talking about the future.
Yes.
Now, we gave you a little taste of this by talking about tonight, which is?
今夜
Okay. But now we'd like to talk about tomorrow, which is?
明日
Break it down.
明日
And one time fast.
明日
Yes. Again, when you're talking, you're always going to want to talk about the future、
mm-hmm.
and the near future.、
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very important word.
Right.
Now, the reason we were waiting a bit is because this is what we like so much about Japanese. Recently, we were introducing you to class 2 and 3 verbs.、
Mm-hmm.
And what tense were we using?
Present polite form.
Yes. Now, the best thing about Japanese is present polite form is also the same as...The future.
Yes.
So we can use this when talking about tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. You can say it the same way.
Right?
Yes.
So, for example, I will study tomorrow.
明日勉強します。
In the dialogue, we were going to do a lot of studying tomorrow.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Okay. Then we also introduced you to...
明後日。
Yes. Famous movie, which is...
Day after tomorrow.
Yes. The day after tomorrow.
You see that?
Yes. Oh, but New York. Now, can you break this word down for us?
あさて
And one time fast.
あさて
Yes, you want to hold the T in there. There's a small つ.
Yes.
So, give it to us one more time. ゆっくりお願いします。
あさて
Yes. Okay. And this is the day after tomorrow.
Yes.
Now, we have one more to really impress the friends.
Yes.
And your Japanese teachers.
Yes.
What is the last one?
しあさて
Very nice. And what is this?
2 days after tomorrow.
Yes. Or the day after
yes.
tomorrow.
Yes, right.
Yeah. But we would usually say in 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, this is a very, very nice one that you could really impress some people with. Because
right.
it's a word, but it's not used so often, right?
Right. You but... gotta hold your fingers and count the days. 1 day, 2 day, 3 days.
Yes. So today we wanted to give you some practice about speaking about the future、
mm-hmm.
and the near future, tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow.、
Mm.
All very useful things because、
yes.
you often ask your friend, what are you doing tomorrow? So we're going to give you a little example why しあさて would be so useful. It's very tough for the person you're speaking to come up with excuses for 3 days in a row.
Right.
Let's give you a little example how it might go.、Mm. Natsuko.今日一緒に晩ご飯を食べませんか
今日は日本語を勉強します。ちょっと忙しいです。
明日は
明日は英語を勉強します。忙しいです。
じゃあ、明後日は
明後日は中国語を勉強します。忙しいですね。
はあ、じゃあ、しあさっては
しあさって
しあさって、しあさって、しあさっては
あ、OK です。
Yes!
Congratulations!
Yes! So again, this could be very, very useful. Okay, I think that's going to do it for today.
Yes.
Okay.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
See you tomorrow.
Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.